Good morning, everybody. When I was in the seminary, I had a nun who taught me Latin, Sister Claire. She was 4 foot tall, and she was known to put fear in everyone, and she was known to make grown men cry, and she did. I still have nightmares of her saying, "Do you want to try that again?" And it was our turn to translate the sentence until it was done correctly. And anyways, today is her patron, the saint of the day is Saint Claire, and the other saint of the day is Saint Philomena, who was the favorite saint of one of my favorite saints, Saint John Vianney, who was a very holy priest in a little town called Ars in France. And people came to him all the time seeking advice and prayers and healings, and a lot of people were delivered from addictions and were healed physically and spiritually by him, and they would say thank you. And he said, "It wasn't me. I said a prayer to Saint Philomena, and she is the one who we can credit this miracle to, God answering her prayers." It's just beautiful because it makes me to think about how connected all the saints are and how devoted the saints were to other saints. And that's why our confirmandi pick saints, so that they have a very strong relationship with that saint that they will then carry forward their whole life. Today I thought, what better to do than to give a little lesson on Greek, a few Greek words, because last week, remember, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." He says it again, just a few lines later, here in John chapter 6 today. And remember how last week I pointed out that when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life," the word life that he uses is zoe in Greek, which means a supernatural, eternal, divine life. And the other word that means life is bios, which is like a natural life, but that's not the word Jesus uses here. He says, "I am the bread of eternal, divine, supernatural life." And so Jesus again says that here, but then he goes on to say today that if you eat my flesh, you will live forever. And we'll get another dosage next week, which is even more powerful. But this is beautiful. If you eat my flesh, you will live forever. Now, this is when Jesus says eat, there's two Greek words he could have used. He could have said phagon, which is like I eat a donut or I eat spaghetti. But he chose to use the word trogon, which means to gnaw, like you would gnaw on a bone. And like just in devouring it, you know? And that's the word Jesus uses here. You must eat, gnaw on my body. Now, the word for body, we grit flesh, because that's a better translation. He could have said soma, which is just like, I have a body, you have a body. But Jesus uses the word sarx, which is flesh. So what the followers of Jesus heard, what all of these people heard, and we hear that some of them think it's too hard, so they walk away. But Jesus says, unless you gnaw on my flesh, you have no life in you. And next week he'll say, unless you eat my flesh, gnaw on my flesh, and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life. Why? Because Jesus is the life. He is the resurrection. And when you and I come to Holy Mass, we gnaw on his flesh. We eat his flesh and drink his blood in the consecrated host at Mass. God designed us that we need to feed on God. That the human machine, the human soul, for its life on earth to flourish, and for an eternal life, we have to run on Jesus, who is the life, who is the resurrection. And so the words that our English is so simple, but the Greek is so powerful. Unless you gnaw on my flesh. And then in the Lord's Prayer, when we say, give us this day our daily bread, The word daily, for us in English, it might sound like, oh my gosh, like ordinary, you know? But what actually the Greek is epiousios. And do you know what the word epiousios means? Super essential. Like, give us this day our super essential bread, without which we will perish. We will die. Our souls will cripple. Our souls will perish unless we are constantly feeding on God. When I was a kid, I thought Mass was about watching the priest pray and being quiet so that I could watch the priest pray. Later on in life, I realized that Mass is actually going to Calvary. And you may think I have a very nice looking face. I mean, whatever. But you know, but it's not about that. It's like, is Father Mike's eyes open or are they closed? You know, is he smiling? Is he looking at me? No, I'm not. I'm looking at Jesus. And that's why on the altar there must be a crucifix, because that's what is happening at Mass. The everlasting sacrifice of Jesus is here, where he gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And just like Jesus was laid in a manger, the feeding trough, you and I at every Mass come to the feeding trough. And then the incarnation continues in you and me, because we eat this eternal, supernatural, divine life. The incarnate God then begins to live in us anew. And everywhere we go, because we have gnawed on his flesh here, his life becomes a part of us. And it becomes us. It subsumes us. The Bible says that God consumes us. We think that we're consuming him. But the Lord is consuming us. At Holy Mass, we go to this feeding trough. And that's why St. Paul, in the second reading today, he says, live in love. Live in Christ. Put all the bitterness and all that junk away, because that's not you. Who are you? You're Jesus, the incarnate Christ, the divine life, the supernatural eternal life is in you. For 1500 years, every Christian, I speak to you as one who has many Protestants in his family, whom I love dearly. But for 1500 years, every Christian understood that Jesus is speaking literally here, that we have to get to eat, gnaw on his flesh, and drink his blood in the consecrated host, and without it we will perish. And it's not about just like receiving his ideas and like, oh, I'm going to try to live a nice life. You know, no, he wants to live so much bigger than that. And then the love that flows out of that kind of a life, a Eucharistic life, is what is so beautiful to see. The fruits of that tree are beautiful and eternal. They're beautiful and eternal. Jesus. You know, the first reading, Elijah is having a hard go in life. He's running away from his enemies. Things are difficult. He's aimless. He's despaired. He's in a depression, a proverbial funk, and he is under that tree. And an angel comes to him, and the angel puts a hand on his shoulder and says, I know where the food is. I know where the food is that you're perishing. You're in a famine right now, a spiritual famine. And I know where the food is. Come this way. And don't you see, my friends, this is our call, that we all know people in life who have lost hope, who are in despair, and who are aimless, and they don't understand what life is even about, and they don't realize the miracle of it all. Did you know that in the last months of a pregnancy, every minute of every day, 200,000 neurons are being added to the brain of the unborn child? The miracle of life, the miracle of this existence that we have, is incredible. And so many people are sitting under a broom tree like Elijah in darkness, and our job is to go to them and put our hand on their shoulder And we say, I know where the food is. You're dying of hunger because you don't have God, and I love you, and I know where the food is. It's at the altar of Christ in the Catholic Church. And there you can have the body, blood, soul, and divinity. You can have a risen life. You can have a divine life. You can have a supernatural life. And you can have a life of love, a life in the risen Lord. And all you gotta do is be faithful to Jesus and eat his flesh and drink his blood, and he takes care of everything else here and eternal. And this is our job. We get to go to those people and say, I know where the food is. I who have faithfully come to the feeding trough every weekend. I who know what it is like to have him, to eat him. I want you to have it. That's why Jesus gives us the Great Commission. And that is the commission we have. And it's so easy when you love Jesus in the Eucharist. It's so easy to preach this message everywhere, every opportunity we could possibly have. Jesus is not speaking symbolically. That's why he says, gnaw on my flesh. Let's take that message to the ends of the earth. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.